Hello, everyone. Tracy here, your resident business rebel, and you're listening to Digital Business Your Way podcast, the show that lets true stories and insider secrets of online entrepreneur life unfold. Our business world is growing, and as an online business coach and digital product creator, I believe you didn't become an entrepreneur to grin and bear your way through business. So I'll be your guide as we drop in on coaching calls, have intimate sit-downs with online personalities you love, and discuss ideas, opportunities, and strategies circulating our online world. So pop in your earbuds, tap follow, and join me as I demystify this thing called business. Hello, hello, and welcome to an episode that was inspired by a recent coaching call. And yeah, most of my episodes start with real conversations, real questions, real coaching moments that keep showing up for clients, and honestly for me too. But this one, it really felt urgent, like it's on the minds of a lot of you, right? So here's what happened. A client came to me and said, "Tracy, I'm at a point where I feel like I've done all the things. I've checked the boxes. I've followed the advice from group programs and one-on-one sessions. I've taken the hottest programs, even signing up for alumni editions. And yet, I still feel, The stagnation feels like massive weight. On good days, I just keep going. Keep the machine running, keep the money rolling in. But on bad, I wonder if I should even bother. Should I just let it all go? Get a job, start from scratch, and I don't know, too many options. It's all so confusing. I never feel ahead. I never feel that passion or that accomplishment." Yeah? I hear this, and I hear you. Hell, I've felt it. But the common thread with this, it comes from smart, seasoned entrepreneurs. Because there's this extra layer of, I should know better, or God, I coach on this myself, right? It just adds to it whenever we have those bits. So let's get really raw about this feeling of, I'm doing all the right things and yet something's not moving, okay? And here's what I told her. Being stuck in business, it's like a sluggish laptop. You've seen it. Your battery is dropping like a stone. The responses, they lag just enough to question whether you're making it up or is it your Wi-Fi or what's happening, right? And you're sitting there thinking, why is this so slow? Not today. I don't know. Maybe I'll just get a new laptop or a new router. I don't know what's happening right now. But in reality, you've got 6 Chrome windows open, all with over a dozen tabs each. You got Canva idling, Slack pinging, another 10 Google Docs half finished. And of course, both of your email boxes open. And all of this is running at once. So the second you try to open just one more thing, poof, the rainbow wheel of death, right? Your entire system freezes. And of course, well, what do we think? We blame the laptop. We Google best new MacBook deals, right? We're ready to throw the whole thing out when really all that's needed is for us to close some of those damn tabs, to park some tasks, some ideas, all of these things, maybe just to the side for a while and let our system breathe. That's what being stuck in business feels like. It looks like you're working. It looks like you're being productive. But really, you're just running out of capacity. It's like when you get into like a rental car, right? A car that you're not really familiar with, and it's the only one you have to work with. And you try to drive off, but the stupid thing keeps lurching and weird lights are coming on and you can't even figure out where the headlights are. And you just think you got a lemon. But really, it's a handbrake that's on. And you can't see it because it's not the kind of handbrake that, you know, sits right next to you in the console. No, it's one of those weird ones in the footbed that you have to, you know, like step all the way down on and then it springs up to attack you. That's what's causing the hiccups. That's what's keeping it from going, right? It's a major component of the car, but it's out of your vision and it's out of your normal check process. So you don't even know it's wreaking havoc, right? And I'll tell you, that's a true story from consulting days. But I mention it because, well, it's so true, right? You are not broken. You weren't doomed with a shitty rental car. Your laptop isn't on its last leg. You just sat there with a brake on. It's a drag, it's friction, but it's not a death sentence. Yeah. The big difference, though, is that our business stuckness, well, it's more internal, right? It's not sitting there visually seeing all these tabs open, even though they are very much a representation of what's going on in our brains. And it's not the kind of thing where you can scan a car and figure out what it is, right? It's mixed with hopes, with dreams, goals, promises, right? All the things that make every idle Chrome tab seem so relevant and so important that the thought of closing just one of them, it doesn't even cross your mind. But here's the kicker, and I see this across the board. It's usually the smartest entrepreneurs who get stuck like this, the ones doing all the right things, because you're at full capacity. You're reading the books, you're taking the courses, you're consuming the podcasts, the webinars, the swipe files, the 17 different launch strategies that, of course, everyone swears will make you millions. You're joining all the events. And at first, it feels like momentum, right? It feels like it's intentional and it's there to really drive things. Like, I'm doing the work, I'm moving forward. But then too many things run. Too many competing ideas, too many competing priorities, and your system grinds to a halt. That's when your shame spiral kicks in. Oh, I should know better. My team shouldn't be waiting on me. I've been doing this long enough. Why am I still here? I've invested so much already. I should not be frozen. I guess I've just messed up every single program. Does that sound a bit familiar? Yeah, because you're not the only one. And here's what I told her, and what I really want you to hear as well. Being stuck never means you're broken. It doesn't mean you're bad at business. It doesn't mean you're on the wrong path. Oh, controversial one there, right? But I mean it. It's not a sign of doom. It's just your system throwing up a flag. Hold up. This is too much. Let me catch up. Hey, I'm still on that other thing. Can you release me from this? Right? It's feedback, not failure. And that's the flip. That's that reframe I want you to take in. And when clients hear this, you can visibly see the relief on their faces. So once you've made that little flip, right? Even if you're just tiptoeing into the idea that it's not failure, here's where I invite my clients to just breathe, to notice, to move. And I'll walk you through some of the same questions I gave her, ones that can start to crack that pressure valve and give you your brain back. Okay, so here's the first one. Where are you forcing momentum that's not quite ready? And where are you ignoring the sparks that are ready? Because so often we're trying to revive what's dying and keep it going and keep up the commitment instead of nurturing what's whispering, hey, it's my turn, I'm next. 2, what noise are you mistaking for urgency? Which are the pressure points that are actually real? And which ones are just echoes from other people's expectations? Or from things that you want to do someday and you don't want to forget that they exist. But the timing's not now. What comes to mind? And a third one, if you had permission to stop fixing and just listen, what would rise to the top? It's not a to-do list. It's not a 90-day plan. It's just one true move that feels like, oh, relief. Resonance all at the same time. This is usually where the shifts start to happen, right? Because we're not junking the car. We're not walking away from business. We're not throwing out the laptops. Hell, you don't even need a new strategy. It's just about getting a reboot. And if this is kind of hitting for you, if it feels like this tension starts to melt, just imagining those answers, that's the parts that I love to coach. And that's exactly why I have a reset session. For when you're feeling this sort of tension and pulling, and you want guidance walking through the fix, I'll be right beside you. Because sometimes what you need isn't another big program. It's not a mastermind. It's not a complicated new funnel map. What you actually need is someone to sit across from you and say, let's close some tabs. Let's release this break. Let's get you moving again. That's what reset is. Deep conversation, bit of back and forth support and boxer, and you walk away with that relief, that clarity, and of course, your next right move. You can book that anytime at tracypatterson.com/reset-session. And of course, the link is in the show notes when you're ready. But here's what I want you to take away from this conversation today. The next time you feel stuck, it's not to panic. Let's end the assumption that you're broken. We're not going to blame our equipment or think that everything is failing us. We're going to close the tabs. We're going to release the handbrake. We're going to give yourself a reset. Because you are brilliant and you deserve to have all of these things in focus and to get moving again. Until next time, be well and have some fun. Thank you for joining me here on Digital Business Your Way. Be sure to check out the show notes for all the links mentioned today. And while you're there, I'd love for you to rate and review the show. And if you have a topic or question you want me to answer, I want to hear it. Head to tracypatterson.com/AMA and ask me anything about business. If I don't know it, I'll bring it up with one of my guests. And until next week, be well and have some fun.